All right, what's going on? Welcome to Insight with Irv. Today, we are going to be, look, we're going right into it. We're going to be covering, we're going to be breaking down the three type of people that you do not want to have around you. Spoiler alert, if one person has all three of these characteristics or they match all three on this criteria, then you definitely want to run. Now, I'm not sure about your standards. I'm not sure about your... what we call tolerance. I personally am not someone with a high level tolerance, at least as I've gotten older, to deal with the shenanigans of the three type of people that we are going to be breaking down. So let's get right into it. The first type of person that you want to watch out for, and again, sidebar, this is going to be for you whether you are looking for friendships. This is going to work for you or apply to you if you're looking for relationships, maybe on, you know, someone that you want to have a family with, someone that you want to be with in a romantic setting. And this is also going to work and apply for you if you are in a business setting, choosing business partners wisely. The first type of person that you want to avoid at all costs is going to be the coward. No one wants to have a coward around, especially when things hit the fan. And the thing is that no one knows who the coward is until we face real problems. Cowards expose themselves. And so it's one of those things that you can try all you want to see, okay, let me see who's a coward. Let me see who's actually going to go to battle with me. Let me see who's going to stick their neck out for me. Let me see who's going to go to war with me. Let me see who's going to fight with me and for me. But we don't actually know that until stuff hits the fan. And so really, in order to be able to identify if you have a coward around, you just have to let time play out. Now, I know that's not always the most, what we say, feasible thing to do, especially if you're someone that you just want to cut through people really quickly and you don't want to waste your time. I get it. But there are instances where we need to have time work in our favor. Now, you can test this theory and you can maybe set up a scenario, or you can let them know ahead of time, maybe the line of work that you do, right? You can let them know, hey, I plan on building a really big business. You're only going to see me once a month. I am going to be those friends that I may not necessarily check up on you. I may not necessarily be at all the family gatherings. I may not necessarily be at all the events. But I tell you one thing, I'm going to work really hard on the back end so that I can provide the lifestyle that you're looking for and the lifestyle that I'm looking for. And if that's what you're looking to potentially have and it checks all the boxes, then I'm the candidate. Right? And again, this is if you're looking for a romantic partner, I would have a conversation up front. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, you know, being a coward, that just means that someone doesn't want to go to war. That just means that someone avoids trouble from maybe a stance of violence. That's not necessarily the case. Let me break down what a coward is. This comes from Webster's Dictionary. A coward is a person who lacks the courage to do or endure dangerous or unpleasant things. Now, on there, we didn't say anything about going to an actual fight. On there, we didn't say anything about going into a physical place where you could get hurt. Now, there are instances where it could become dangerous. But if you're in entrepreneurship, we know that the main level of risk that we're taking on is debt. The main level of risk that we're taking on is financial ruin. That is a form of danger, that you could be going bankrupt when you're running a business. That's just the reality of this game. If you're looking to potentially grow in a corporate setting, the fact that you may never grow in that company because a company may go bankrupt and everyone loses their jobs. Look what's going on with Twitter. If you've been keeping up with Twitter, acquired by Elon Musk, now 50% of the company is going to shrink in terms of labor cuts, right? So if you were thinking this entire time, oh, I'm set working here at this corporate setting, then you were mistaken, right? So we're all in moments of danger in our life, whether it's, again, in business, outside of business, or you're fighting for your life. Now, we can't necessarily have the definition of courage if we don't, or of someone who's a coward, if we don't understand what courage is. Courage is the ability to do something that frightens someone. And so again, if you're someone and you're having this conversation open with a business partner, hey, we're gonna go 50-50 on the debt that we're going to acquire to build this business. If you already see that they're kind of moving around in their seat and they're a little uneasy, that may not be the person that you want to deal with, especially if you're taking the majority of the load, if that's what you agreed on. If you're looking to potentially marry someone, ladies, this goes for you. and you're speaking to your significant other, gentlemen, this goes for you, and you're speaking to that person that you potentially want to marry and you want to get in a serious relationship with, right? You want to grow old, you want to have a family, you want to buy properties, you want to build wealth together, you want to have a house, you want to have the lifestyle that maybe you never had growing up, then that conversation of how much is needed to be sacrificed is going to come up. And now, it may not come up on the first date, it may need to come up on the fourth date, it may need to come up on the 10th date, you may need to go on 21 dates. But I tell you one thing, that difficult conversation needs to happen, because if not, you're going to waste their time, you're going to waste your time. And if you wanted to wait for, again, that time horizon of waiting to see if this person's a coward, you can wait for that. I'm just giving you that sidebar or that additional side step that you can take if you kind of wanted to speed that clock up by having that difficult conversation up front before waiting for that difficult moment to arise. That's the coward. The second person that you do not want to have around is the complainer. Now, the part that's dangerous about having a complainer around you, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, I have, is if I have someone that's complaining a little bit too much around me, it does two things. Number one, it drains me, so my energy just kind of gets sucked up out of the room, and I don't feel like doing anything, I don't feel like talking to anyone else. And then number two, you kind of start to agree with that person. That can get really dangerous, right? And so the minute that I feel that I have a complainer around me, I immediately think to myself, because remember, I have a short tolerance at this point. I'm not saying that I'm not a nice person, especially for people that know me personally, but I think that if you have a goal, if you have an objective, you need to be strict with your time. You need to be regimented with who's around you at all times. So the person that's going to be complaining, I have one question that I typically ask them. What are we solving for? Like, what are we solving for? Ask this to a family member. Family members like to complain the most because they have the highest level of comfort with us. But sometimes this also happens inside of an organization with your sales guys. It happens sometimes with your marketing team. It can happen with maybe a vendor that you wanted to hire out for a job, and they start complaining about the line of work, or the goals are too big, or why they aren't moving as fast as they wanted to within the organization, or why they're not moving as fast as they want in their personal life, or why the market's difficult. Here's the funny part about people that complain the most. People that complain the most usually offer the least amount of solutions, but they always have the most criticism to hand out. And so if someone tells me, and this is actually recent, someone told me, I think that my market is too saturated, and I think that this market is just far too difficult. So to my question, I asked them, is the market too saturated, or does your marketing suck? Is the market too difficult, or does your product not actually answer the question that the marketplace is looking to get answered in exchange for dollars? That's the question that we need to ask ourselves. So complainers usually like to put all the pressure on everyone else except for themselves, because it's far easier to want to change everyone else than it is to change ourselves. The third person that you want to be watchful, and I think that this one right here is extremely dangerous. I know that all of them kind of have their cons. I know that all of them have their moments, but this person right here can just bankrupt you. Emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, this is going to be the taker. The taker is the person that you want to keep your closest eye on, because the taker is someone that can kind of disguise themselves as someone who's not a coward. The taker is someone that can disguise themselves as someone who's not a complainer. But the taker is going to paint a pretty picture for you, and on the back end, they can take your time, which you'll never get back. They can take your money, which you can get back, but it's also going to come on the back of some trauma that you probably go through and that you have to overcome that. They can take your emotional bandwidth. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have the strength, or that you don't have the power, or you don't have the self-control to, you know, fight this type of what we call thought process, right? Because you're not a victim. I don't think that if you're listening to this type of content that you're a victim. But you do want to definitely limit that access that you have to you. Look, I hate to say it like this, customers can be takers, because sometimes they just want to take, but they don't actually want to apply what you've been teaching them. If maybe you're in a information setting where you're maybe in the coaching side. I know we have a couple of people that follow us, follow this channel, follow this podcast, and maybe you're on the coaching side, right? Maybe you have someone in your organization, again, a team lead, partner that all they want to do is take from the bank account and they want to use that to fund their lifestyle, but they're not using that money to fund it back into the business with new ideas that you're maybe coming up with. Whatever the situation is, be mindful that the taker is going to seem like someone who is for you, and the taker is going to feel or seem like someone that's on your side and playing on the same team. And so you want to watch out for some of the cues that they have. If they make everything about them, if everything it's what's in it for me, you want to watch that language pattern and you want to be mindful of that so that you can catch it early on and you can quickly identify the taker from everyone else in the room that actually does deserve your energy, your resources, and your time. And so, quick recap, watch out for the cowards, watch out for those that are complainers, and watch out for the takers. If you found value in this content, consider hitting the subscribe button down below and leave us a 5-star review, again, if you found value in this content. But until next time, everyone, I will see you in the next episode.